Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Morning Take. Voice Olson joins us this Monday morning at WCCO. Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Dave.
The Martin Luther King Day celebration today, I assume the state legislature is not meeting today.
No, they are not meeting today, but the state does have a celebration. Governor Walz and Lieutenant Governor Flanagan will participate. There's also, I think, a lot of online celebrations. You know, Minneapolis is known for a very significant, large, historic breakfast for MLK Day, and I think that's happening virtually this year. And, you know, I think time for all of us to kind of reflect, especially the year we've had with regard to race relations and racial justice issues.
Yeah, and we'll have a Martin Luther King holiday special here today from 9 to noon. And then so we'll look forward to that conversation. Henry Lake will be hosting here on WCCO. Hey, Blois, let me ask you about this week, because don't the kids get back to school this week too?
Yeah, they do. And I think it's a district-by-district situation, but there's growing kind of pressure. There's a study out from the journal Pediatrics that has been circulating online that shows that threats and spread amongst students and teachers is minimal, especially if there's protective barriers in place. And so I think there'll be more pressure. I think K through 8 is expected to kind of be the next push to get back in. And so we'll look and try to survey how many districts are back in session and how things are going on those numbers. And then I think the idea is within a month, if things are going well, to try to get high school students back as much as possible as well.
You had a chance to experience masks in high school athletics over the weekend. What's your takeaway?
Well, you know, I got to tell you that I hear more complaints from parents than I do from kids. Kids are just happy to be playing. I do think that it's one of those things that if you, you know, one of the things is if you're working out, and I went to the gym yesterday for the first time with a mask, if you work out and you are trying to catch your breath and then you have that moment of panic, it could, you know, kind of exacerbate that issue. But overall, I think we've been, you know, we had 3 days of competition last week amongst all high school athletes, and we haven't heard of any major instances of issues. So we'll kind of wait, monitor, and see, and I would expect that lawsuit against face masks to try to get a hearing this week.
What do you see back in the session when they get together? What's going to be priority?
They're going to dive into that committee work in a big way. I think their last week was not a good week for the legislature. Relations got strained very early in the week on that legislative forum call when the governor and legislative leaders were kind of rehashing the surge at the Capitol, the insurrection. So we're going to watch the Capitol this week, watch for security, hope everything stays peaceful. And then when I texted with folks last night, they were just trying to get through the inauguration from a news cycle. So committees will do their work. And I think the governor's team will be working on his budget, which is due within the next couple weeks.
What is the Capitol like this weekend as far as a physical presence? And was there any activity that you're aware of over there?
Rallies were minimal. No significant numbers of people showed up. In fact, media outnumbered rally participants yesterday. And the State Patrol and the National Guard have a very heavy presence outside the state capitol. And then I'm sure people have seen the images from Washington, D.C., which are very fortified. And look very secure. So we'll just pray for the best the rest of this week.
Any updates on vaccines this week at all, boys?
Yeah, the governor is going to address the state today. He talked about this Friday, so I don't know that he's going to have any new news, but he's very frustrated with the federal government. They had said that they were going to send back held doses of the vaccine, but then they said, nope, we don't actually have any. But he's scheduled to address the state today at 2:00. I think part of it might be a plan on how they plan to get things out. But right now, the big question is, how do we get more vaccines? Because we just aren't getting enough to hit speed for getting enough in people's arms. So stay tuned. We'll have that update at 2:00, I'm sure.
With the president-elect's inauguration this week, normally the legislators, elected leaders here from Minnesota that represent us on a federal level, get to invite somebody. Is that still the case?
Yeah, no, that's not the case this year. The in fact, Amy Klobuchar is co-chair of the inaugural with Senator Roy Blunt. It's a bipartisan committee that leads the inaugural from Congress. And no, people do not. Only members of Congress and maybe their spouse would get to attend. I plan on kind of surveying the delegation to see who's going to attend, make sure they know who they're bringing, and go from there. But I think it's going to be a very, very limited crowd in D.C. this week.
When do we find out if we lose representation at the congressional level here in Minnesota, if we're going to lose one member?
We would usually know by this time it would be forecasted, and by May we would know for sure. But the census data is late this year, and so people aren't really sure that it might be May, June, or even August. And that throws a wrench into the redistricting, which is started by the legislature. It will likely end up in the courts since we have a divided legislature. And so many people are saying, let's just throw it to the courts now and have them begin to think of the process. One of the challenges is that you don't have the data, you can't draw the lines in the districts, and so it might be early 2022 that we know that. But again, that's that's the election year when all these legislators and members of Congress are going to have to decide if they're going to run again. So there's a lot of wait and see on the redistricting and whether or not we lose a congressional seat.
How do I get your newsletter?
Dave, just go to fluence-newsletters.com or search for Morning Take on Facebook or Twitter, and you can find a link right there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.